Indoor hospitality resumed today for customers who are fully vaccinated or have recently recovered from COVID. Many pubs and restaurants are reopening their doors for the first time since March of last year. Our Dublin correspondent John Kilrain spoke to some regulars at the Harold House pub in Dublin, who were delighted to finally be back indoors.
Been out the back there, the light smoke, and out the back there today, it's cold. So it's great to be able to move from inside to outside for your cigarette, like, it's great. Tell you one thing, I've always missed this pub, and this wasn't allowed out because we've no food or anything. So it's just great to get back into this pub because we are great mates and we've all lost contact maybe for over the last year and a half, you know. So it'll be great to see them all back inside again.
Sitting outside having a drink the last month or 4 weeks, we're all sitting together anyway, so. But it's nice to be back in here with that bit of comfort, you know, on the chairs.
I think it's great. Just, as you know, today is cold and sitting out the back. So, couldn't wait to get back indoors.
Some of the patrons of the Harold House in Dublin speaking there to John Kilrain. Well, be brave but respectful. That's the message from Dr. Dennis McCauley, chairperson of the GP Committee of the Irish Medical Organisation in relation to the reopening of indoor hospitality. And he's on the line now. Very good afternoon to you, Dr. McCauley, and thanks for talking to us. Notwithstanding the fact that people can now go back indoors if they meet the criteria to dine or to drink, what's your advice to them as they contemplate this quite significant change now in the COVID restrictions?
I think it is to be welcomed, really. I think if the plan goes well and when you go into a pub or a restaurant, the fact that everybody there, bar those under the actual children, are vaccinated or have COVID, it should be a very safe environment. I think that what I would ask people to do is just to enjoy it. But we're very good. I think we're good at following the public health advice up until now. So I'd ask people to continue to do that, to be respectful of others in the other tables. I think the chief medical officer did ask that people who are unvaccinated under 18 not come into bars. That would be his preference. The government have decided to allow children in. I think I can understand that. I think it's one variance that probably I can understand. I think what I would ask, if you have children in a bar, to be respectful of those around you. And I think that I think everybody wants to feel safe. I was recently in an outdoor dining situation. I felt very safe. It was very enjoyable. But I think you have to be respectful of those around you, particularly if you have children. I think the children, I can understand why that was taken. But when you have children in the restaurant, do be respectful of the other people. I think the other aspect is to be equally brave, Brian. We're all very sensible Irish people. We tend to accept quite a lot. We kept to say, no, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. But if you don't feel comfortable, be brave enough to say, right, this, we've made plans, but this isn't working, to actually leave. If you're in an environment where you feel that the situation is not as well controlled as you would like, be brave enough to sort of say, no, regardless of all the plans, regardless of what we've done, let's just leave.
And what might merit that kind of move, do you think? I mean, what a place that's very crowded, maybe where ventilation is poor, where there isn't mask wearing by staff, that sort of thing?
I think so, yeah. I think if you go in, I think if we visualise when we go in, we should have reasonably spaced tables. I think if people are moving from the table to go to the bathroom, they should be wearing a mask. The staff should be wearing a mask, not just a visor. They should be wearing a mask. And then we'll all be sort of a little bit nervous for a while. If you look at the entrance policy, if there's people not being properly screened, if there's a number of doors open and people are walking in and out freely, I myself would just say, no, I'm not happy here, and I would leave. And I think I think we've been asked to be everybody, to be sensible, to be respectful of others, but also to look at your environment. And if you're not happy, that's fine. You know, it's just a meal after all.
Yeah. Stay with us, Dennis, because Northern Ireland's chief nursing officer has said that the Belfast Health Trust is opening up additional ICU beds to cope with a surge in COVID-19 admissions there. Charlotte McArdle said the number of patients requiring ICU treatment had risen dramatically over the weekend, and the demand for services had come more quickly than was expected. She said nurses and doctors across many of the North's hospitals were now under huge pressure.
The five trusts today are in extreme escalation. And at the moment, across the five trusts, there are 190 people waiting more than 12 hours for hospital admission. In the Belfast Trust, 51 are waiting in the Belfast Trust for admission longer than 5 hours. Everyone is under extreme pressure. The staff sickness has increased significantly in the last week, and there has been increased demand for intensive care beds quite significantly over the weekend.
Northern Ireland's Chief Nursing Officer, Charlotte McArdle. Dennis McCauley, as a border GP, a Donegal GP, how concerned would you be about the sort of numbers and hospitalisation levels that we're seeing in Northern Ireland?
I think there's been a sort of a quiet period, a lull period in Northern Ireland where we were seeing numbers going up. And then you were beginning to question yourself, well, the numbers are going up and in the actual community, but society seems to be functioning fine. What is there? Is it the case that this new wave is not that important? But now, unfortunately, we're 2 to 3 weeks into this. We're actually beginning to see that. If you look at even the numbers in Belfast, Derry and Down were always the area that people were talking about. But if you look at the numbers in Belfast, the rate has gone up dramatically. It's potentially 1,600 per 100,000 as we speak. And that is, unfortunately, when you have so many people and there's such a high concentration of virus about, we're actually beginning to see what is happening. And I think it's unfortunate for Northern Ireland that this is happening, but it allows us to, unfortunately, when we're making these plans, it sort of means that the Chief Medical Officer was right to sort of try and be quite strict about indoor dining, because I think one of the factors that is enhancing the spread in Northern Ireland is undoubtedly unvaccinated people in an indoor dining situation spreading the virus. And it's probably spreading a virus in an environment that you have a high level of virus, which will lead to worse outcomes. And we're beginning to see the overworked system in Northern Ireland now having the cherry on the cake. Young people with COVID coming in, and that is clearly a difficult optic.
There are limits to the protection provided by vaccination, significant though it is. Dr. Dennis McCauley of the GP Committee of the IMO, thanks for talking to us.